just about, I thought he's going to headbutt him at one stage. Who knew that?
Clint Freestone from Elwood knew that. It is, we're going to talk about a fascinating case about an old IRA code that has been broken after 100 years. Seven. I love this story. Page 12 of The Age. One of the last, what happened in the 1920s was that there was a secret coded message sent by the IRA, and it's only just been decoded, which means it's outlasted the Enigma machine by 70 years. And the man who cracked it is a Brisbane data scientist called Dr. Richard Bean from the Faculty of Information Technology at the University of Queensland. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Hey, righto, what did the message uncracked look like? Does it consist of letters or numbers?
It's just a string of 51 letters all put together, yeah.
Was it put together by a machine, like the Enigma machine?
No. It's done by a manual method called a columnar transposition cipher.
Okay, so it's called a columnar transposition cipher. Does that mean it transposes one letter for another?
It means you write out, you take a keyword or a key phrase, and you write it out at the width of that phrase until you run out of lines. You're going to have some blank cells left in the last row, and then you just rearrange the columns according to the alphabetical order of the keyword.
Why did it take 100 years to crack?
Because this one had five mistakes in it, and it was only 51 letters long, so it's not going to be done just by computer.
Okay. Well, deliberate mistakes or accidental mistakes?
No, it was accidental. They wanted to make sure their message got through to the right person.
And what did the message was handwritten on a piece of paper, or was it typed?
No, it was typed. I think most of the messages were sent by telegram in the 1920s.
Okay, so who was it from, who was it to, and what did it say?
It was probably from Moss Toomey, the chief of the IRA, to one of his staff in the field, and it said, RE Jellignite, Scotland states they raided and obtained some of this. So presumably some people from the IRA's Scotland battalion or unit had raided a British Army base and got some Jellignite for their operation.
Jellignite, Scotland states they raided and obtained some of this.
That's right.
Okay, the this being...
It
may have been or it might have been a reference to an earlier message.
Oh, I think this was all self-contained there. They tried to only encrypt the important bits that they didn't want the British to read.
Did anybody try to crack this code prior to you?
Yes, there's an interesting story there. The book Decoding the IRA, where I found the message, was published in 2008. One of the authors was Jim Galogli, who's a famous cryptographer in the US who solved the first three sections of the encrypted sculpture Cryptos at the CIA. And there was another guy, George Lazary, who's recently completed a PhD in classical cryptograms, and now he works for Google. So I knew that they'd tried it and hadn't succeeded, so I decided to challenge myself.
Okay, so it was in the book. Was it famously in his book, Decoding the IRA? He said, here's this bit, I can't work out what it means.
Exactly, yeah. There are 1,000 cryptograms, and he could run his program on all of them, and it would come up with the solution for all of them except that one.
Wow. Could you confidently write a basic code now, confident that it could never be decrypted?
If I kept the message short enough and I kept the algorithm secret, then I think I could, and that's what the last part of the Cryptos sculpture is doing, basically.
So is the problem with writing a long message that you have a greater chance to trip yourself up?
With the old ciphers, the pre-World War II ciphers, the issue is that you'll probably leave some pattern that the cryptanalyst can exploit.
That was the problem with the Enigma machine, wasn't it?
The main problem with the Enigma machine was that the British could use crypts, so they knew parts of the plain text.
So did you search for a word like Jelly Knight or Scotland or of?
That was part of the way I got it. Yes, I could see the word lignite as was going to be was scoring the highest. It was the most likely text to be English.
In other words, lignite. Right. So you found that lignite.
Yeah.
And did it sort of, did the scales fall from your eyes one day and you said, oh my God, that'll be the middle of Jelly Knight?
Yeah, I said, that can't be a coincidence because it starts to almost form other English text in the other six columns, yeah.
Would you have been able, if you'd been the first person to get onto it, been able to interpret the Rosetta Stone?
No, I'd have to speak a lot of languages to be able to interpret that. That's a great story. But there are other mysteries out there, like Linear A, that have not been solved, if any listeners want to get into those.
Hello. It's called Linear A.
Linear A.
Right.
Yeah.
So L-I-N-E-A, new word A.
That's right. It's very similar to the Rosetta Stone.
Right.
So unsolved.
Is it unsolved?
Oh, yes.
I'm just looking at, is Linear A one document?
As far as I know, yes. It's very similar.
First find someone who speaks Minoan.
Exactly.
Right, so where I'm looking at it at the moment. It's a sort of seems to be a circular form of language, the nearest cousin of which you might say is Mandarin?
I don't know. No. I think it's a dead language. That's the problem with working with these things. There's another one off of Easter Island called Rongo, but no one knows what that says because everybody who was able to read it is long gone, yeah.
Okay, so the Linear A is an... how long have they been trying to serve Linear A?
I think about since the time of the Rosetta Stone, maybe 300 years, yeah.
300 years, and no one's been able to... We're looking at it now. I'm reasonably... We go off air at 8:30, Doctor. I'm reasonably confident we won't have it cracked by then.
Yeah. Hard to find a Minoan expert at this time of morning.
And now Rongo. Gee, you've set a few challenges. Doctor, just when you go to work today at the Faculty of Information Technology at the University of Queensland, are you spending every working day eating a curried egg sandwich trying to crack a code somewhere in the world?
No, I'm usually doing forecasting of electricity data, mundane stuff like that.
Lovely to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Dr. Richard Bean. From the Faculty of Information. Yeah, right, so I said that.
Mm.
We're going to talk code out of 7:30. Code's really interesting, isn't it?